SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israeli soldiers battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. Meanwhile, reports indicate anywhere from 700 to 900 people have been killed. That includes reportedly four Americans. The president of the American Jewish Congress Organization, Jack Rosen, says the level of violence is very disturbing.
We're angered, we're upset, we're frustrated. We don't understand the timing of it. And we think that attacking civilians and taking women hostages is inhumane, and it's not where the world ought to be in year 2023.
In the meantime, the Pentagon now sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean Sea in support of the Israelis. Also at SRNNews.com, the only black Republican in the Senate is criticizing Democrats for needlessly dividing the country by fostering a culture of grievance. And as a presidential candidate, South Carolina's Tim Scott, positioning himself as the antidote to the radical left.
They're not trying to inspire people. They're trying to manipulate people. And the results that we see in these big blue cities with supermajorities has devastated black lives, white lives, Hispanic lives for as long as they have been in power.
Speaking with the Salem News Channel, Senator Scott condemns what he calls political manipulation by the radical left. Authorities say one person has been killed, eight wounded in a shooting at a private party in Pennsylvania at a community center early Sunday morning. Police still attempting to sort out the details and have not made any arrests as yet. This is SRN News. A new poll on politicians and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks voters how important it is that a candidate share their religious views. Amongst the general population, 42% say it is important for the person they cast the ballot for to agree with them on matters of faith. White evangelical Protestants feel a lot stronger about it. 75% say they want a politician who agrees with their religious views, compared to 56% of black Protestants and 44% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado's highest court says it will hear the case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a sex change. The decision comes after a U.S. Supreme Court victory this summer for a graphic artist who did not want to design a wedding website for same-sex couples. Baker Jack Phillips winning a partial victory before the high court in 2018. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, if you were in Phoenix this year, you know it was sweltering.
The city has notched a record for dry heat. The National Weather Service says Phoenix monsoon season this year dropped only 0.15 inches of rainfall from June 15th to September 30th. That's the driest since the agency began keeping records in 1895. The previous mark was 0.35 inches set in 1924. Phoenix this summer experienced the hottest July and the second hottest August. The daily average temperature of 97 degrees Fahrenheit in June, July, and August passed the previous record of 96.7 set 3 years ago. John Scott reporting.
Rescue teams continue digging through the rubble, some with their bare hands, in western Afghanistan. That in desperate attempts to pull victims from the wreckage of a couple of powerful earthquakes Friday night. At least 2,000 people are dead. More details at SRNNews.com.